the way we'd ask this to work is if you would like an opportunity to say something, we'll ask you now, and we'll get names written down, and then we'll give each individual a few minutes to ask your questions or make any comments that you have. And if there's time remaining at the end, we'll see if there's any additional people that would like to speak. So at this time, I would ask, is there anyone that would like to seek the floor? If so, please state your name.
Crystal Platt.
Okay. Anyone else?
What was that one name?
Crystal Barth.
Oh.
Okay. Well, then we'll go ahead and give the microphone to Crystal. Crystal, just a moment, we'll get your microphone.
I have a question for the Wednesday budgetary comments. Is there a framework to anticipate who will be speaking and kind of the order and what kind of assistance that other folks perhaps in the room can provide?
Sure. What time will it be? When are we expected to speak? Who will be able to testify? So on. Bill, would you be able to answer that?
I think Carlos probably would be the better one to answer that.
That'd be great.
The time in which we are going to be talking, we don't know yet. The meeting starts at 1:30. There are six agencies before us. Sometimes they move very quickly. Sometimes they take a long time because there are different testimonies. I plan to be there by 2. Six agencies will move in 30 minutes. But I plan to be there by 2. I think your question had to do with what kind of questions when and if you could testify. As a state director, I have to testify, and I will because I also want to. But consumers can testify. It doesn't usually matter the number, but legislators get irritated when it doesn't show that there is an organization. So what I suggest is you talk to, if you belong to a consumer organization, meet with a group, and then say, you know, who's going to say what. In general, it's just how the services benefit blind people in Nebraska, and if they cut the services, how that will impact, it's the message. Did that answer your question, Crystal, or do you have further clarification for that?
I'm hoping that some of the presidents of the consumer organizations are talking and chatting and kind of deciding who's going to speak about what.
I'm copying that too.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you the ACB is going to be talking about it at a board meeting today. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Crystal. Is there anyone else that would like to seek the floor? Okay. Hearing no one else, we'll move on to the newsline update. We did receive an update on Newsline from our new Newsline coordinator, Brian Baldwin. In lieu of the time that we're running behind, I'm going to skip reading it at this time. It will be part of the official minutes, and the entire document included. To the best of my knowledge, reading through this already, there was no new papers or new features or anything like that that are being offered at this time or to be announced. So primarily, it's just talking about some of the general statistics. Related to Newsline that we see on a regular basis. and that'll all be included in the meeting minutes that will be available here within the week or at the end of the week.
2 weeks. Two weeks.
2 weeks. So I'm sorry, I'm putting pressure on Kathy. She tells me it's 2 weeks, not a week. So I apologize. Yes. So anyway, so moving on then to the client assistance program, complaints and issues. Have we had any complaints or issues? Okay.
The only update is that they are looking for a new CAP director.
See, Vicky had retired.
Right.
And somebody had
Sherry Bohansky
had taken her place.
And then she's going back to the previous position.
Okay.
So they are looking for a new one. We have interviews last week. We don't know if that person is going to be offered a job or not, and then, but we should be knowing in the next few days.
Okay. Great. When we hire somebody to work specifically within our agency, frequently that person gets some training in the center.
Correct.
Being that this person doesn't work directly, thank you. Being that this person doesn't work directly for us, will there be any opportunity for them to come and learn more about what we do and the services that we offer? I know there's always been a good relationship between us and the first quarter level.
Yeah, it will depend on the person, but I keep talking about that with DR also, who are the ones who are interviewing, and we both agree that that person should.
Okay. Great. All right. Unless I'm mistaken, I don't believe there were any, moving on to the next item, unless I'm mistaken, I don't believe that there were anything that came into the board since our last meeting to the anonymous staff suggestion box. So we are good there. And just to say that if something does come up, I hope the staff would feel empowered to let us know. We're always happy to listen to any concerns that you have, and that's certainly one way that you can bring those to us. So at this point, we're to another break. It's 11:55. If everybody could be back here by 12:10, that would be great. And we'll continue at that point. Thank you. We need Chad.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about how we can make this work a little better. We could mute you, but then we wouldn't hear you if you wanted to say something. Yeah. So instead of us doing it on our end, is there a possibility that you could mute the microphone at your end? Because every time somebody moves or papers rustle, we hear everything that's going on in the room. Even though you're whispering, we're still hearing your side conversations. Yeah. If there'd be a possibility you can mute your microphone, that'd be great. Mark?
Yes, sir.
Did you have your phone right with you?
I did not. I am so sorry. I remembered right when I got out of this home, but I will bring it next time. Is there much update?
There was. Oh, okay. There was some updates to the general document. There was a state plan. There was some updated little financial documents, just the archive plans.
Okay.
Lots of stuff that you already had.
Yeah.
Not that you probably needed, but there was always a copy of the letterhead on there, and that's been updated.
Okay.
I said state plan, but I meant the Wednesday before two. Kind of just the building of an archive that you always have as a share.
Yeah, if I have a question or something, I can ask.
Certainly. And I don't remember the last time yours was on a day. But all the stuff on there from the candidate search is all there. That is an archive. In fact, I have all the paperwork still, and I was going to give that to. I was going to. I need to ask Kathy if we need to retain the paper copy or if it was distributed. It's all been scanned. It's a lot of paper.
And a key question.
Yeah.
Do you know if NXT is going to be there on Wednesday?
I know I'm going to be there. I know it's later in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to be there. I do not know if Amy or Jeff are going to be here to be there.
I know. We're going to take a couple people from ACB. Probably.
I appreciate that. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. Carlos is saying.
And I don't want to. They're going to be kind of a. Probably by the end of the day, they're going to be wrapped up. They don't want to hear the same. And probably what. I will want to confirm. I will want to repeat what they said. And if everything's said, if I won't say anything, you know, because, you know.
Jamie's here. Let's ask her.
Yeah.
And otherwise, I'd suggest just reach out to Amy.
Yeah,
I know.
Hey, man. Mr. Birch is right here.
Yeah, you got first dude here.
Yeah. Do you know if Amy is planning on attending the project here on Wednesday?
From the standpoint of representing the Federation.
Chris Keene is serving as a liaison for the Federation.
Okay, so she'll be there. I'll see you in the audience. I just don't want to say the
same stuff.
And I think we'll be fine. Because I don't care if there's a lot of people there, but we need to keep the number of people.
Well, I can mention it to Amy, too. Call before Wednesday and coordinate a little bit. That does make sense.
We're going to say the same thing. We support the Federation.
I'd be happy if your permission, I'd be happy to send Chris your contact information.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah. The more time I have, the more I can think about what has been said.
This is Crystal. And yeah, I think basically we want to be strategic in how what we're saying and who's saying it and specifically.
Well, we had I don't know if all the committees operate the same, but we had a hearing in front of the Judiciary Committee yesterday for a disabled parents bill, rights bill. And they just outright said in their rules, like, please don't get up and say the same thing as someone else said, try to be different.
Yeah, because I've seen a big kind of annoying. Last thing we would do is piss them off.
I know some of the hearings, I don't know about this one, but some of the hearings, they are more than happy to take written testimonials. Obviously, it's, when you get up to verbally say something, they haven't heard it, and they've gotten the material. I guess there might be some question if they actually read all the written testimonial they get.
The Judiciary wanted it at 5 o'clock the day before.
Yeah, you do have to. I saw that too on the Independent Living Council. You want written testimony, it's got to be in the night before.
And then they don't read the letters, but they'll say, like, for the record, letter for the minister. They'll read the type, the names of the things.
Good. If you want to pass on my name.
I will be happy to do that. And I would give you hers, but I haven't asked her permission to use that yet. So I will be happy to share her.
You got my number.
Yep.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yep.
we're on the same page.
Right, and there are more.
I know judiciary had a 3-minute limit, so, which I'm sure they all do.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, they use a light system.
It's all true, exactly.
They did do an audio timer when they knew people couldn't see the lights.
Was there a big crowd there?
Oh, my gosh, you know, because Liv is blind, right? And he's so defensive, and like, yeah, not after 20 years.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, yeah, right, you know. You can shoot save, not reality. Yeah, it'd be awesome. Yeah, I'll let you know.
We didn't have anyone in there.
That would be, yeah. But anyways, yeah.
Yes, exactly, for sure. Well, the show I talked about earlier.
Talk down to my dog.
Is working through a show called The Showcase. Charlie is.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And every, the admission for the show is just a donation.
What's the bill?
How
are you doing there, Mark?
Disabled parents' rights. So it's, I'm trying to.
Hey, Mom.
I didn't give a, first of all, congratulations, give a thank you for your service. Mark here. I wasn't being like to attend your retirement party.
I got you.
Judges will use.
I'm not ahead of chance to say so long in person.
Yeah. You going back to Wisconsin?
Well, actually, yeah. It'll be in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Right across the river from your school. I'd like to know how you're doing.
That's a place that I'm living in. Or whatever, until they sell it. I mean, grass is fine.
Well, I grew up in the far north with trees and grass. Grass is a bit of a chain.
Were the tables like this, or did you set them up? Okay, I say I would leave them because Mike's gonna shampoo the
carpet. We got ice too.
Okay. Is that why you don't have to move the furniture?
Okay.
So, make a little easier for you.
Yeah.
Most of the chairs were stacked. There were hardly any chairs, and they were all just shoved way in the back doors. When I wasn't really set up, and the tabletops were all filthy, dirty. I had to wipe them down. So whoever had the room before us did not clean it good.
They were generally still out.
So I'm not going to. If they get mad, I'll get a call next week and they'll say, you need to go clean, rearrange that room, and then I'll do that.
Thank you so much.
Well, Mike was very helpful this morning.
Appreciate your
he came and unlocked all the doors at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, he told me he was going to.
And he plugged it in. I had the coffee all ready to go. He plugged it in and got it going.
It kind of worked out well in my life. It's on my way here.
Turned all the lights on.
You don't understand why we end up where we are, but.
And he said he'd come back around 12:30.
And you're on to your next chapter.
Make sure everything's
done. You have family up there, your mom?
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know if he was going to shampoo today or tomorrow or when he was planning on doing it, but it's not that bad. But I just, he has lots of stuff.
Get a very drop of lotion. Squirt it onto Mike's chair. Maybe I should wipe it off.
Mike said in it.
Is there
Some of the complications those were more difficult because they put me on medications.
His wife might not appreciate it either. Where did you go today? Meeting, right?
You can't do it. Yeah, your body makes use of that. Well,
you've been a good one.